Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
This is an awesome day to rejoice in the Lord. So if you have not started this morning, before you drink a cup of coffee, rejoice in the Lord, start right now. Now is the time. When you say, now is the time. Make your day count when? Now. Do your rejoicing when? Now. Do your shout when?
Now.
Do your praise when? Now.
Okay. Now is the time for us to answer the Great Commission. The last few weeks, we have been talking about the Great Commission. Go. It is time for us to go into the mission field, to be co-laborers with Christ Jesus. This week specifically, we're going to focus on answering the Great Commission. So for every call, there must be an answer in order for information to be exchanged, right? So when you call somebody on your phone, somebody must answer in order for there to be an exchange.
Hold it right there. You don't call somebody if you know they don't exist. Mm-hmm. You don't call somebody if you think they're not going to answer. You call because you believe that person is going to answer. You call because you know that person exists. All right, we're going to stay around that. That's a powerful statement.
Mm-hmm. And then there could be an exchange
of
information. So God is calling, the Great Commission is calling, and now we have a part. We must answer. And when we answer, then there's an exchange of information. There's communication. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, Jesus tells us, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So for every call, there must be an answer in order for there to be communication, in order for there to be an exchange of information. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. When we're doing what? When we are making disciples. He is with us always, even to the end of the age.
So we have to make disciples to the end. To the end. There's a lot to be unpacked here. Go make disciples. To all nations. So the call to us is to go find those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, we know what to say, teaching them what? The thing that I have taught you. So we have the information, right? He's not sending us without information. He says, teaching them all the things that I have taught you. You got the information, and I command you to live that way. And then he says, I am with you. So go. You're not alone.
A disciple is a disciplined one. So a disciple is first a learner. They've been disciplined to learn, and then they go. So they go and do what they have learned. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14, it tells us, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. So there's that word again, to the end.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And then Jesus says again in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. So there's a desire for all to be saved. That's continually emphasized throughout the teaching of Jesus Christ. His desire is for all to be saved. So we are to go and we are to share this good news, the gospel. This too good to be true news. Yeah. We're called to share it with others, what he has done for us, the transformation that took place in us after we submitted our life to him.
So my job today is to find somebody who do not know the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Bible says, Diana, come taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, you're out there in Radio Land listening to us this morning who are born again. Who are what? Born again. So you are now a part of the family of God, and that qualifies you to be a disciple. Okay? So every born-again believer, you are qualified to be a disciple. And since you are a disciple, you must be a goer. Go. To all, he's specifically talking to born-again believers. Those who are born again from a reprobate mind, those who have a new heart, and now know what God says. And know the truth of the word. Experience God. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. You find the goodness of God. Then he said, go with that. Go tell somebody about that.
And we do that. When we taste some food at a new restaurant in the area, we're quick to go tell people about it.
About the new restaurant.
When we see some good deals in the shops, we're good to go tell people about it. So we have to foremost keeping the kingdom and the things of God priority in our life, because there's times where we're very disciplined and we are reading our Bible and we are sharing the gospel. But then there's other times when we're not.
Right.
When we are, you know, things are going good. Maybe we haven't even opened our Bible in a couple weeks, in a couple of months, and it gets further down the list. So the things that we're talking about are the things that are the top of our mind, the things that we are experiencing. So if we're not talking about God, then we have to go back to the place where we experience God. How do we experience God? Through his word.
Yes.
And then we go and do his word. Now we have something relevant to talk about, something that's going on active right now in our life, something to share with other people. Just like when that new restaurant comes and we go tell somebody. When something's going on in the marketplace, we go tell somebody. So something needs to be actively going on in our life each and every day as we're making our day count. Something for us to be excited about to share with other people.
We have the news. But this news is good news. Jesus Christ loves us. But the good news is, for God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him will be saved. That's the good news. And he says this good news must be preached to all nations. It must be preached throughout the entire world. So we need to get an understanding of the mandate. This is a great mandate. We have to understand it in the Bible.
And where you were sharing from right there in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, John chapter 3, verse 17 clearly says that Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but that through him all should be saved. And unfortunately, a lot of people have only heard the message of condemnation. So they're turned off from the things of God. They don't think that they qualify for the things of God. They think they're out of the reach of God because they've heard a message of condemnation. Our people misinterpret the scriptures and they come with their own spin and they're going around hollering at everybody that they're going to hell. And they're coming forth with a message of condemnation instead of a message of love. We know that God loves us. There's nothing that we can do to make God love us anymore. There's nothing we could do to make God love us any less. He just loves us. He has an unconditional love for us. And that's what the Bible teaches, that whoever believes, his desire is that none should perish, but all should have everlasting life. How? Through Jesus Christ. And Jesus did not come to bring condemnation. He didn't come to slap us around and beat us up. No. He came to lift us up and to show us our value, to operate and to share this good news, this almost too good to be true news of the gospel. So we have to be excited about the things of God. Enter into the joy of our salvation. Our salvation is, that's it. It's right there. You know, sometimes you think we're not qualified. Well, I don't have a degree. I didn't go to Bible college. Do you have salvation? As long as you have salvation, you're qualified to share your salvation with other people, because you're talking then from your experience that you had with God. In Mark chapter 16, starting at verse 15, Jesus teaches again, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So maybe this morning you're saying, well, I get kind of nervous, or I don't know what to say. Well, it says to preach the gospel to every creature. So go practice with your dog. Go practice with your bird. Because as you're talking through the word of God, as you're talking through the scriptures out loud, you're going to get more revelation of the scriptures. You're going to have more understanding of the scriptures to be able to articulate the word of God to other people as you speak it. The Holy Spirit, he is your teacher. He is with you. And when you are declaring this gospel, when you are making disciples, when you are sharing it out loud, more and more understanding is going to come. When I first started teaching the Bible, I was teaching in a Department of Juvenile Justice program. And the more that I released the insight that God gave me through my pastor, Pastor Beckford, for being at Celebration Tabernacle, and from my own study as I went back and went through the scriptures and stuff that Pastor Beckford taught at Celebration Tabernacle Church, the more understanding came, the better I was able to communicate and to articulate it. So we have to take the opportunities that we have. He says, go and preach the gospel to every creature. So if you don't feel confident in it this morning, preach the gospel to every creature. Just start talking it out loud to any creature that is around.
Just preach the gospel.
Practice, and then you'll feel more and more comfortable doing it, and you'll be able to go forth to unfamiliar places and to unfamiliar people, and you'll have to be able to articulate with understanding, with love and compassion. That's the biggest part, being able to articulate it with love and compassion. It's not how much you know. It's not a head knowledge, but it's that condition of your heart to be able to communicate the message of grace, to be able to communicate the message of forgiveness, to be able to communicate the message of salvation.
Thank
love
you for
and
joining
compassion.
Us make for our count. Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.